Well, with England skipper Andrew Strauss on a big day. But first of all, Andrew, haven't played a bit of cricket for a bit. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Yeah, obviously had a bit of time away from the game. And I'm just increasingly excited about what's to come. We've got a massive 12 months ahead of us. I've started my own preparation work a little while ago, and I'll be ramping that up over the coming month. And all of us involved in the England cricket team will be doing similarly, because we know that we need to hit the ground running in Dubai against Pakistan.
Been interesting watching the other sides who are looking to take back or take over as world number one recently as well. The pack seems to be chasing you now.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what happens when you reach number one, and we don't expect anything less. I mean, obviously there's a lot of good test cricket going on at the moment, a lot of good sides around, and if we slip off our game at any stage, we'll find ourselves wanting. So that's a good motivation for us to continue being hungry and desperate to go on and improve.
A lot of talk recently about Test cricket. Obviously, we've had the Test series, World Series, put back a couple of years, and just two Tests recently. How important do you feel the game is within cricket, Test cricket?
Well, to me, it's still the pinnacle. You know, I think as a player, you're judged on your Test record more than any other form of the game. I think it's obviously a subtler game, but it's because it goes on for longer and you've got to invest more in it, it's more satisfying when you do well in it. Certainly in this country, there's nothing better than, I think, a full house at a Test match. But look, I'm aware that in other parts of the world, there's not quite as much support there, and we've got to do everything we can to try and maintain the game of Test cricket and make sure that it's still an enjoyable product for people to watch. So, and I suppose that the burden is on the administrators for them to do that.
Well, you mentioned investing in cricket. One of the reasons we're here at Lord's is Investec stepping in with a 10-year deal. How do these kind of sponsorship deals sit with the players? Does that mean you don't have to worry about anything for 10 years? Or?
Yeah, look, I mean, we don't have any great involvement in them, to be honest. I think it's fantastic that the ECB's got a long-term partner in Investec. They seem to be very keen to get involved in the game here and to really cherish and nurture that relationship. And if it allows us as players to sort of step on the field on a sort of stable financial footing, then that can only be a good thing for us.